Okay, Ian Dennis with Brendan Rodgers. Brendan, how frustrating was that today?
Well, it was, of course, because we were outstanding in terms of our game, and the effort that the players put in today was very, very good. And as I said, we just need a wee bit of luck to go our way. You've either got to score a goal early on in a game like that, or hope that, you know, maybe a decision can go your way. We're obviously disappointed with the goal that was given for offside, because it was clearly onside. As I said, you've got to give credit as well to West Ham. I thought they defended very, very well. Obviously came here and numbers behind the ball, but it's up to you to break that down, and today we just couldn't quite manage that.
Did you think it was a penalty for that foul on Steven Gerrard?
It looked at, but I've obviously looked at it again, and it's one of them ones where he's obviously fortunate, young James Tonga, he's got a touch on the ball. It was all one movement, I thought. He's got contact on the ball, and Steven brought him down at the same time. So sometimes you get them and sometimes you won't.
West Ham, Sam Allardyce thinks that they did enough to win it. The chances they created in the first half, and they were so close with the Collison effort that was headed off the line. Did you feel that they were going to snatch it at the end?
I never for one moment thought they were going to win it, to be honest. They had one shot on target, which was obviously the one that was cleared off the line. I think what they'd done today was they defended very, very well. You know, they had some great blocks, got a real honest group of players there that put the body on the line for the team. And as I said, they defended very, very well. But I never for one minute thought they would win it. I thought there was only one team that tried to win it. It was ourselves, and we pressed and made chances, but we just couldn't quite put the ball in it. As I said, we take our point and move on.
How much of a setback is it to finish in the top five for European qualification for next season?
Well, it's just one where we want to win our games, our home games in particular. Since the turn of the year, our goal scoring qualities have been right up there. You know, we're one of the top goal scorers in the league. And especially our home games, we want to win. We had a terrific victory last week. We committed today, and with the mentality that the players have now, we expect to win the game. But it wasn't to be. I'm only disappointed with the result, of course, because we put so much into it.
Is the top five not a target?
Our target was just to finish as high as we could. We obviously didn't make a very good start to the campaign at all, but we've got better and better as we've went on and become stronger. And really for us, it was about improving our performance level as much as anything. That's something that we've done. We've got 12 clean sheets as well. We created many chances. We look a real offensive threat. And we'll see where the points total will take us.
For all your possession, would you have wanted to have tested Jaskalainen more?
I thought we had 8 shots on target. Of course, and it's sometimes very, very difficult, you know, when you've got so many bodies behind the ball, you know, camped in obviously they played in a low block. We had to control the counter-attack also, which I thought we'd done very well. But sometimes it's very difficult. You just need, if you can get that early goal in that first 15, 20 minutes, then it just opens up the game a wee bit more. And I thought we threatened and, you know, we looked to penetrate and get opportunities, but we just couldn't quite get the ball in the net. When we did have the ball in the net, it was ruled out. And when you're an away team and you come away and you get that point, then and you don't concede, then you want to, you know, you're probably not going to risk the game so much. We knew that West Ham, you know, nearly half of their goals this season has come from set pieces, so we weren't overly surprised whenever the set piece went quite close. But apart from that, I can have no complaints. I thought the players were outstanding. We just failed to get that final ball.
And ahead of the match, the minute silence was impeccable, wasn't it?
Well, I'll first of all say congratulations and well done to the West Ham fans, because I thought it was a brilliant response to it. Sometimes you see in this modern world and in the society where you get a lot of ignorance to things, and that was a real mark of respect. Said you could have heard a pin drop, and both sets of supporters, as I know with the Liverpool supporters, but as I said, the West Ham supporters, it was a big applause to them, because it was a great show of respect.